few economies in the world are as dependent on trade as Singapore. The Southeast Asian city is a point of commerce connection, often an indicator of the broader health of global trade and economic growth. The recent news has been grim on both fronts. Singapore's exports have fallen for 2 months in a row. Economic growth figures out earlier this month show a fall of nearly 3.5% last quarter compared to the one before. That's a steep decline, and it comes as other regional economies are also suffering. Indonesian exports tumbled by 9% in June compared to a year earlier. In Northeast Asia, exports from Japan are down by nearly 7% and down almost twice as sharply in South Korea. For all four of those countries, China is the largest export market. In each case, many of those exports go to China as so-called intermediate goods, components that go into products assembled in China and then sent on to the United States, often by U.S. companies. A number of U.S. firms are moving production out of China, but few are bringing it back to the United States. Instead, manufacturing is shifting to countries from Vietnam and Bangladesh to India and Mexico. According to the consulting firm A.T. Kearney, U.S. companies moving out of China are primarily moving to other parts of Asia, in particular to markets where labor is cheap and readily available. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.